The devotional for today was written by the Reverend Dr. Cindy Parker. In 2008, during my first year attending the Master of Divinity program at PTS, I was fortunate to travel to Israel with Dr. Barnes and a large group of folks from PTS and Shadyside Presbyterian Church. Our travels took us to Jerusalem, where I met and conversed with an olive wood merchant about purchasing a nativity set. Eventually, the topic of religion came up. He asked if I was a follower of Christ, explaining he was a Muslim. And then he laughed long and hard at the irony, a Muslim who sold Christian religious goods to tourists. During our conversation, he mentioned that we were more alike than we realized, because we worshiped the same God. We just called God different names. When I returned home, my 7-year daughter helped me unpack the nativity set. Her delight in the smooth olive wood evident as she moved the pieces around on the coffee table. One day, I came downstairs to find a lamb resting in the manger. Baby Jesus was under the coffee table. When she saw me looking quizzically at the pieces, she replied, "Look, Mom, it's the Lamb of God." We have so many names for the one we worship, for the one in whose image we've been created: Rabbi, Teacher, Messiah, Anointed, Allah, Lamb of God. No matter what name you call the one who continues to invite us to come and see, the invitation continues to be extended. Come and see what new thing God is doing through you and those around you. Lamb of God, you continue to invite us to come and see. Help us have the courage this Lenten season to do just that. Amen.